This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. It is the 4th of July. The holiday falls in the middle of a pandemic, an economic depression, a reckoning on police brutality and racism, and a divisive presidential campaign. For all those reasons, July 4th feels different, but this day always has been more complicated than backyard barbecues, parades, and fireworks. We asked some of the contributors to our Ideas and Opinion page to share their thoughts. What does Independence Day mean this year?
July 4th has never been a day that my family observes. We don't have a cookout. We don't stick a flag on the front porch. Even in past years when we attended our town's fireworks display, we've watched under the common understanding that our purpose is not to celebrate. My name is Jabari Asin. I'm an author and the director of the MFA program in creative writing at Emerson College.
I'll be thinking about my mother, Dora Alicia Urbina Flores de Leon, as I always do on July 4th. 5 decades ago, she moved to the U.S. from Guatemala and changed our family's story forever. And yet, I don't think she anticipated that all these years later, after stepping foot on U.S. soil, that she would still have to fight the quote-unquote bad hombre narrative. My name is Jennifer De Leon. I'm an author and a teacher.
As a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, I find it disheartening to see those who oppose calls for racial justice do so by wrapping themselves in the flag. They insinuate that criticism of police violence is somehow un-American. It's a shallow, wrong-headed understanding of what patriotism is. My name is Andrew Carlin. I am a former public affairs officer in the U.S. Navy.
This summer, the feeling of liberation, citizenship, and enfranchisement has felt acutely diminished. My name is Kelly Carter Jackson, and I'm an Africana Studies professor at Wellesley College.
On July 4th, 1976, I was part of a small, ragtag group marching through the steaming, potholed streets of working-class Philadelphia, chanting, "We've carried the rich for 200 years, let's get them off our backs." We were loud, but we were definitely ineffectual. We in no way resembled the hundreds of thousands of Black Lives Matter protesters out on the streets today. I'm Julie Wittes Schlack, and I'm a writer, teacher, and market researcher.
For me, the 4th of July has always been a great paradox. As a kid, it was my favorite holiday, but as I learned more about Black history, I came to realize that the holiday that I love so much was never intended for me. The fireworks that lit the sky weren't mine to celebrate, just like they weren't for my ancestors. My name is LaShira Nolan, and I'm a rising second-year student at Harvard Medical School.
Freedom for Black people in the United States has always been tenuous and contentious, and never separate from the realization that our white neighbors might turn against us.
Every year as a Black American, I think about Frederick Douglass's famous speech, "What to the Slave is the 4th of July." I think patriotism for many Black people, even Black veterans, has always been complicated.
The purest expression of patriotism is the dedication to forming that more perfect union that our founding documents aspire to. It is precisely the work being done by those agitating for change in our streets.
Independence Day, as some call it, becomes another opportunity to reflect on the value of vigilance, the price we pay for any semblance of freedom. Joy is best reserved for other occasions.
Today, we shouldn't be congratulating ourselves on our distant independence from King George. Instead, I'd rather acknowledge and celebrate our interdependence with each other.
In 2020, Black people are still working and waiting for their independence. Who knows when it'll come?
America's like a wayward child whom you will always love, but they just can't seem to get themselves together. The only thing different for me about this year is that for the first time, I've seen more Black Lives Matter signs than flags. I hope this is the year that the prodigal son comes home.
That was Jabari Asim, Andrew Carlin, Kelly Carter Jackson, Jennifer De Leon, LaShira Nolan, and Julie Wittischlack. The audio postcard was produced by Chloe Axelson and Franny Kartoth. You can find many more contributors writing and thinking about July 4th on our Ideas and Opinion page at WBUR.org.